Oh, yeah. Oh, so who's winning? Who won the war? I mean, I'm looking all through the Chronicle, the Chronic here, and the New York Times. I can't figure out who's won the war. So the first question is, does anyone remember who won Gulf War I? Right? 91, 90, at the 1990-91. Anyone remember who won that war? Well, it wasn't Kuwaiti democracy. So I looked it up. Turns out, our president at the time, Bush Daddy, Poppy Bush as the grown man calls himself, when he left office, kind of asked to leave by two-thirds of the American people, when he left office, he took some of the Oval Office stationery with him, and he wrote a letter to the to the royals of Kuwait. You know, the royals are kind of our allies who are dictators and rogues, right? He wrote a letter to the dictators of Kuwait and said, could you please give my friends at Chevron Oil a drilling concession? Because, he said he would never lobby for a corporation. Former presidents don't do that. They're still kind of on our payroll. And in his defense, he did not take any money from Chevron. Now, Chevron did give $660,000 to his son's presidential campaign. But wait, I heard that. I don't want you making any connections. So who's winning this war? You know? Any nominees? Bechtel, I heard. Halliburton, yeah, that's a good one.
Al-Qaeda recruiting.
Al-Qaeda, right? They seem to be on an upswing.